You must be my FNGs.
Morning, sir.
Oh, get your hands down. Do not salute me. There are damn snipers all around this area who love to grease an officer. I'm Lieutenant Dan Taylor. Welcome to 4th Platoon.
Actor Gary Sinise has a new book, Grateful American. He's on with us now. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hi there, everybody. How are we today?
We are well. We just saw you kicked off, 15 days of nothing but promotional tour, huh?
This is actually my second day, doing promotion and press and that kind of thing. We're traveling all over the country.
And it's to push the book, Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service.
Hey, Gary, what got you involved in the charity work? Because at the beginning of the book, you talk about filming Forrest Gump, and then you talk to a lot of folks in the DAV. But what got you involved? What was the main purpose of getting involved in this?
Well, there were seeds planted along the way. I mean, I have veterans in my own family, so great respect for veterans. And on my wife's side of the family, her two brothers served in Vietnam. Her sister served in the Army. She married a Vietnam veteran. So a lot of veterans around me. And it was really the Vietnam veterans back in the 80s who kind of woke me up a little bit. And, you know, I just felt terrible for them, how they were treated when they came home from war. And back in the 80s, I got involved locally in the Chicago area supporting Vietnam veterans. I write about this in Grateful American, how I got involved there. And then about 10 years later, Forrest Gump comes along, and I have this opportunity to play a Vietnam veteran in a movie. And he was a wounded Vietnam veteran, mm-hmm. of course. So that's what started me working and supporting the DAV, Disabled American Veterans Organization, and after September 11th, boy,
yeah,
I just wanted to be involved in supporting the men and women who were reacting to that by being deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, and that has just led to a full service life in support of our defenders.
You mentioned Forrest Gump. Was there ever, because it was such a huge movie, once it was released, now there'll never be a Forrest Gump 2 now, but was there ever rumors about doing a part 2 after it was out?
Well, of course, when it was so successful, the studio considered that. And I remember they talked to the writer, Eric Roth, about it, and he said, you know, you start thinking about this because, you know, we're onto something here. And he thought about it a little bit, but there's no way you can do a sequel to Forrest Gump.
Right.
No way.
You know, what do you do? I mean, Mama's gone at the end of the movie. But Jenny's gone. Bubba's gone. You know, it's just Lieutenant Dan and Forrest. And
he can watch the Beach Boys with Reagan, you know?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, you know. Maybe there's little Forrest grows up. I don't know what it would be.
And when the book, by the way, Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service, can you give us a little tease of a story in the book? Because, I mean, you, from behind the scenes at the White House and all these years in show business, what will we find in this book? Can you give us just a little tease of a story, a funny story maybe?
Oh, there's a ton of stories in the book and things that have kind of accumulated over the years. High school, I was a mischievous, aimless, kind of meandering kid who was struggling academically, and I talk a lot about that. I think young folks may be able to relate to the, you know, to feeling a little out of place and to not having, you know, having a community in high school and then discovering one. I was lucky. I was playing in a rock band, and I was standing in a hallway, and the teacher walked down the hall. And it was one of the teachers, it turned out to be the drama teacher, and she saw me and told me I looked like a gang member and that I would be perfect for her spring play, West Side Story, because it's about the gangs. And she told me to come and audition, and I went to audition. You know, at first I thought, oh, that's silly. And then I thought, well, let me go down there after school and see what's going on. And there were a bunch of pretty girls just going into this audition. So I just followed them in there.
Good for you.
Hey, Gary.
They gave me a script.
You know, the rest
all
is
of a sudden history. They hand me a script and say, get up there and read. And I didn't know what to do, so I was just goofing off and cracking jokes, and I was getting laughs, and she cast me in the play.
The rest is history.
My whole life.
Wow.
What about your Lieutenant Dan band? What do you guys got scheduled for 2019? Anything?
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
I'm on this 2-week tour right now, and I thought as long as I was out on the road promoting the book, I'd carve out some time to play some concerts for the troops. So we head, we go to D.C. and then head from D.C. to Las Vegas, and we'll play at Nellis Air Force Base, and then we go the next day to Phoenix, and we play at Luke Air Force Base, and then in Florida, we're going to play Naval Air Station Jacksonville.
That's great.
And Pensacola. So we got four concerts coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Well, let's wrap it up with this here. My son is a veteran, and I wonder, over the years, you said you were you have a closeness and experience with Vietnam veterans. Over the years, do you see a difference between the Vietnam vet, the Gulf War vet, the Korean vet, today's Afghanistan vet? Is there a common thread that they all share other than being heroes? Or do you see, are there different veterans from different wars?
Well, there is a common thread. When you've been to war, you
right.
understand each other in
sure.
a way. But I would say this, that the American people and the atmosphere today versus what it was when our Vietnam veterans came home
right.
from war is very, very different. I mean, now there's 45,000 military charities out there. And that's a lot of charities. And that tells me that the American people post September 11th wanted to do something like me, just start their own charity and then start their own military support organization. And a lot of people have done that. And I think, like me, maybe some of them were motivated because they didn't want our veterans coming home from Iraq and Afghanistan to be treated the way they were mm-hmm. when they came home from Vietnam.
Yeah, well, Gary Sinise, the book, Grateful American, thanks so much for everything
thanks,
that
Gary.
You do.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. We're grateful to have Mr. Gary Sinise this morning. And, you know, when you read his bio, an advocate for America's active duty defenders, veterans, first responders, that's exactly our Red, White, and Q Fund.
Absolutely.
I mean, what a nice to be able to share that with him.